Hello, how are y'all doing? How are y'all doing? Hello, hello, hello. This is your Reverend Dr. Edwita Perry coming on with what? Hashtag there is a word. I'm so excited tonight. So excited tonight to be on here. So excited for what God is doing. I hope you had a great day. Listen, if you have not registered for Passion About Pink, look, Passion About Pink, it's our 5-year anniversary. Make sure you go ahead and register today. Make sure you go ahead and register today. Okay, register. You can use that link up there. If you use that link right there, you can register. Listen, you can invite anybody. It is free. It is free. We're going to have a good time and we're going to fellowship, and we're also going to acknowledge Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So it's going to be October the 14th, and it will be at the Renaissance Hotel. In there, they have like a little small ballroom. So it's going to be there. Again, everything is free, okay? Everything is free. October the 14th, and the directions are over here. Like, yeah, you know, I'm doing it backwards. So the directions are back there. All right. So I want to get in tonight. I want to get in tonight's study. Listen, y'all probably want to do this. Go ahead and tag some people. Listen, if you're on Facebook, I want you to like, comment, and share. If you're on Facebook, like, comment, and share. Watch this. If you are on YouTube, if you're on YouTube, do me a favor. I want you to, one, subscribe. Two, I want you to click the notification bell so you don't miss it. I want you to comment and share the link with somebody. Share the link with somebody. Yes, 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 yes. And y'all know, like I said, this is even hashtag there is a word, 5th anniversary. So we got a lot of 5th anniversary things that are going on. I'm so excited for what God is doing with Divine and God Ministries. Yes, yes, yes. So y'all know how we do. So let's go into prayer, okay? Because tonight we're going to talk about redeemed from rejection. Redeem from rejection. So you're going to need your journals. Get your journals. Redeem from rejection. That is going to be our title. I'm going to deal with this for about 2 weeks, this week and next week. I'm going to deal with this because I want you to digest some things, okay? All right, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. God, you're so awesome. You're so wonderful. God, you get the glory. You get the honor because we love you. You are our everything. We thank you for our day. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for traveling mercies to and from our destinations. Now, God, those that are going to work, God, we pray while they are at work, pray safety around them. We pray for all those that have a drive to work tonight. We pray for their protection and release angels on them. And God, bless everyone that's on this live stream, but also bless the ones that will be catching the replay. So we ask that your word, your spirit, God, still reign on the replays when people get ready to watch the replay of this. So Father, we thank you. God, we give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And listen to all my podcast listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much on the podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So today, tonight, on this Tuesday, September the 12th, we're going to talk about redeemed from rejection. Oh my God. Redeemed from rejection. That is our topic. Redeemed from rejection. And so I want you to go here with this scripture. Okay. We're going to come out of Hebrews, the 4th chapter. I'm actually going to read from the Message version. I didn't put a version on here because I like for y'all to read various versions so you can understand. So we're going to come from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and I'm going to read from the Message version, okay? So it's the 15th verse, 4th chapter of Hebrews, the 15th verse. But if I read the Message version, I'm going to read 14, 15, and 16, okay? So I want you to go, and I want you to write down. I want you to take some notes. Again, I'm going to work on this. We're going to talk about this week and next week, okay? Redeem from rejection. All right. You ready? So I've put your scripture, Hebrews 4th chapter, the 15th verse. I'm going to read from the Message version, and the Message version is going to be from 14 to 16, okay? All right. It says, now that we know that we have Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take mercy, take the mercy and accept the help. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy, accept the help. Good God from Zion. Oh my God. So as you know, I was reading from the Message version, okay? All right, so we're going to talk about rejection. So watch this. Rejection is a part of our daily lives. It's a part of the world. It's just something. Rejection comes in many forms. It comes in many forms from not getting the job. You dating somebody and they tell you, oh, we've been dating 5 years, but I don't think I want to marry you. And then later on, a year later, you see they're with somebody and they've married their person, or they've even got married and had a child. Rejection. A parent whose approval always seems to be only for certain children. Ooh, Jesus. They only approve of certain children in the family. Rejection. Or either your spouse rejects you. After 30 years, your spouse want a divorce. Rejection. A friend that you thought was a friend. You've been friend for years. And all of a sudden, somebody new come on the scene and they reject you because this new person comes on the scene. And this new person comes on the scene and then they start rejecting you. When you've been there with them through thick and thin, you were there when they couldn't put gas in their car. You were there when they couldn't pay for things and you gave them money and you helped them. And they reject you all because this new person comes on the scene that they know nothing about, but they've been knowing you for 15, 16 years and they reject you. Or a child that turns their back on you. You've done so much for this child. You've been there for this child and they all of a sudden reject you. So we're going to talk about rejection. Again, rejection comes in all forms. There is no doubt that rejection causes hurt. It causes acute suffering, depression. It lingers. Oh my God, rejection, it lingers. It's like a cut that lingers. You know, you get a paper cut, and when you get a paper cut, you're like, oh my God, like it hurts. That's how rejection does. And it can become so ingrained in your memory. It just hurts. Like I'm still getting over a rejection of someone I thought that was a dear friend. And then this new person comes on the scene from a whole totally new, another area, and you totally cut me off and begin to be with them, and you just begin to ostracize me. So that kind of hurt. That's a rejection, okay? So what I want to talk about is Jesus was rejected. What I want to talk to you about, Jesus was rejected. And in the scripture we read, it says, watch this. It says that now that we have Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let's not let it slip away or slip through our fingers. We don't have a priest who is out of touch with reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give, mercy and help. Watch this. Y'all, Jesus understands rejection. Oh my God. And we're going to talk about some scriptures. I'm going to give you some scriptures where Jesus, he clearly understands about rejection. He knows what it is. He went through it. All right. So let's go here. So I gave you Hebrews the 15th chapter, 4th chapter, 15 verse. Hebrews 4th chapter, 15 verse. All right. So I want you to write this down. We're going to talk about Jesus was rejected by his own family members. It should not be a surprise to us when family members reject us. Jesus' own family rejected him. What makes us obsolete? Okay, so watch this. Go to John, the 7th chapter, the 5th verse. John, 7th chapter, the 5th verse. This is where Jesus' own family rejected him as the Messiah. Y'all, there is nothing new under the sun. We're rejected. I just gave various examples. I just talked to y'all about an example of being rejected. So watch this. And then when you're rejected, we think Jesus don't understand. Jesus understand. His own family rejected him. They rejected that he was the Messiah. Jesus was a son. He was a brother. Probably was an uncle. Who knows? We don't know that. He had human relationships that tore him up. They tore him up. They destroyed him and hurt his relationship with those people because the love he gave, it wasn't returned. Oh my God. It wasn't returned. Oh God. Y'all gotta catch this. When love isn't returned, when love isn't wanted, and love is accepted from somebody that you're trying to give, it hurts. Anybody ever dated an ex, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend? You did all these things. You were there for them. You were their ride or die. You were all these things. And then all of a sudden, they start to reject you. That rips you apart. It rips you apart. It hurts. It hurts. It hurts when you're rejected. Oh my God. It hurts. So here Jesus is being rejected by his family. Okay. Watch this. Jesus also dealt with rejection from the community. Good God from Zion. And I'm just going to give you these two tonight. He was rejected by his family and he was rejected by the community. I'm going to stay right here on the community. Watch this. When Jesus returned to Nazareth, okay, the neighbors he grew up with and family friends, they took offense to him. Go read Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 37th verse, or the 57th verse. Matthew, the 13th chapter, the 57th verse. Go read that. I want you to study that. He said he was without honor in his own hometown. Anybody know about that? So this weekend is my alma mater, my high school alma mater. It is their homecoming. Had someone to reach out to me about homecoming. I hope to be able to go. But you know what? I graduated from high school 30 years ago. Because I was rejected back then in high school, rejected by many of them, I really don't want to go. I'm having to make myself go. I need somebody to talk back to me. Anybody ever felt like that? Because it were cliques. And you would think in high school, yeah, you would think we have cliques because we high school. You would think as we're getting grown and older that it wouldn't be cliques, they worse. They were. They are worse. So I've been struggling with past trauma on whether I should attend the homecoming this weekend. Because I would rather stay to myself where I am safe. I don't have to deal with people in their shade. I don't have to deal with people and they little slick tongue. Because see, here, I'm going to go here. People think preachers don't have any feelings. And they think because you're a woman of the cloth, a man of the cloth, they think that you don't have the right to say something bad. But see, I know my mouth is slick, okay? Because I was a doormat for so long. I was a doormat in relationships, a doormat in friendships. I will not go back to that. See, this is what y'all don't like. People don't like when you be real, raw, and relevant. I mean real, raw, and relevant. I am struggling, mentally struggling on going to the homecoming and tailgating. It's not all of them. It's just a few that, you know what? I may have to move furniture. Jesus moved furniture. Jesus moved furniture. He flipped them tables over in the temple. Y'all better know where y'all get that phrase, Jesus moved furniture. Y'all know when we say, I'm about to move some furniture, we get it from Jesus in the Bible. So I say all this to say, the community, Jesus' community, watch this. So watch this. I told you to go to Matthew 13, chapter 57th verse. He said he was without honor in his hometown. The scripture even says that Jesus did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. They didn't even believe him. So he didn't even get to perform a lot of miracles. And then as you're reading 57, you go to 58 and you start reading some more. Listen, Jesus know what it is to lose support from your family, to lose support from your community, to be unwelcome from the place that you once called home. My God. We talking about being redeemed from rejection. But guess what Jesus did? He left never to return. And we wonder why some people leave the city, the state, and move all the way across the world. Or move country out of the country because somewhere they were rejected and they dealt with trauma. I always tell you, that's why you have to go lay on somebody's couch, because some people have been scarred by stuff. Some people have been scarred by the community. You know what? Some people are scarred by a lot of things that other people projected on them. So they projected their rejection on you. Jesus, have mercy. So what we have to know is we're going to be redeemed from this. We're going to be redeemed from rejection. But I wanted to talk tonight about these two. First, he was rejected from his family. Second, he was rejected from his community. He couldn't even perform miracles there because they didn't believe him. Many of us cannot go back to our hometown and celebrate because people are like, oh, how do you do that? I can remember when I built my house in 2002. So it started in 2001, but it was finished in 2002. And I can remember being accused or they accused my daddy of drawing out his 401k to give me a down payment. Little did they know, God had blessed me and I didn't even need a down payment. I got money back. Little did they know, I got $10,000 back. I didn't need his down payment. God worked it out. And that's what people don't understand. The rejection, it took a toll on me. Like, what? They saying what? I mean, people calling on them, I can't believe your husband put a down payment. It was just like, no, he didn't. He didn't do that. She did all on her own. We didn't even know she was in the process of doing a house, which they didn't. You want to know why? Because I can remember I lived in Taylor's at the time. So when I saw my cousin and his wife, they talked about these neighborhoods that were building out in the Five Forks area. It was nothing like it is now. So my cousin and his wife was like, yeah, we looked out there. They was like, you should go out there. Well, I had this red Nissan Central. It's a two-door stick shift. I rode in this neighborhood. As I rode in the neighborhood, It was nothing but red dirt and maybe two or three houses. My son, Ontario, said, "That go our house." I looked. I was like, "There's no house right there." He said, "Yes, it is. Look at that house. That's our house. There was nothing but red dirt and a lot." I couldn't see the house, but God was using Ontario. And God used him. Ontario was 2 years old. God used him to prophesy. And you know what? I was obedient enough to listen. So Ontario was kind of like, he was like, "We going to our house?" And I was like, "Yes, baby, we going to our house." Because I knew God was talking to him. So I started the process without my parents. But to be rejected by the community that I'm from, it was no congratulations. It was no, "Ooh, we are proud of you. We are proud. You built a home at the age of 26. You built it from the ground up." But I was rejected, which a lot of that rejection, it took me a long time to go back to my hometown to see some of those Negroes. I'm just saying, I'm just going to talk to you. Can't say what I really want to say. I did not want to be bothering them. Why would I be in your face? And I know you have talked about me. So the first two things we've talked about, redeemed from rejection. We've talked about he faced rejection from his family and he faced it from the community. And I come to tell you, go read Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 15th verse. You might want to read 14 through 16 like I did. So with them being rejected and going through things, Jesus knows he can feel it. He feels what we are going through. He knows. So tonight, go back and study those. Study those scriptures I gave you, Matthew 13, chapter 57, verse. I think I gave you John, the 7th chapter, the 5th verse. Go back and study those scriptures and look at it, because we're going to talk about this for the next couple of weeks. So with that being said, we're going to pray. Father God, we thank you right now. God, you're so awesome. You're so wonderful, God. We give you the glory and the honor, because you know what? You know the rejection. You know how we feel, because you dealt with rejection. So God, continue to heal our heart. Continue to surround us by people that can help us heal. God, we pray for God-ordained psychiatrists and therapists and psychologists. We pray right now, God. We release angels of healing. We release angels of healing right now. God, we declare and decree that your blood still has power. So, Father, right now, touch the hearts that's listening to this live and touch the hearts that are listening to this on the replay. Father, we thank you so much. We thank you, because all we have to do is read the Bible and we can see this is nothing new, nothing nobody else went through, okay? And we just give you glory and honor. And we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Listen. Thank you so much for listening to this. Thank you so much. Go back and study this. Share this with somebody. And we're going to be back next week for another part of Redeemed from Rejection, because I'm going to continue to give you some of the things that Jesus went through, because I'm not finished. You'll be amazed in the Bible when it talks about rejection, okay? Listen, have a glorious night and give grace to receive grace. And guess what? This is what? #ThereIsAWord. I love you. Bye-bye.